بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From amongst the many du'as the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught his ummah and had encouraged his ummah, two du'as that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to recite in abundance before the approach of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. One being, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And give us the ability, the tawfiq, to reach the month of Ramadan. The second dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us, had encouraged us to recite in abundance before the approach or before the dawning of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. O Allah, safeguard us for the month of Ramadan. Safeguard us, meaning give us good health, give us life, and give us the ability, the tawfiq, to do justice in the month of Ramadan when it comes to your ibadah, when it comes to your worship, when it comes to your muhabbah, when it comes to do a'mal. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَنَا. And safeguard the month of Ramadan for us. It means, let it be such a Ramadan that the conditions to fast, the conditions to do a'mal are easy for us. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلَا. And accept this Ramadan from us. So these two du'as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us, had encouraged us to recite in abundance before the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, with the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are seated here today on this Jum'ah. It is the middle of the month of Ramadan. Allah had accepted the du'a of ours. Allah had given us life to witness the first half of Ramadan. Allah had given us health to witness the first half of Ramadan. But the question arises, have we done justice in the first half of Ramadan? Are we performing our salah in the manner that we ought to be performing our salah? In this month of Ramadan, are we letting our salah become qaza? Are we performing our salah with jamaat in a masjid? Is it only for fajr and maghrib salah that we are attending the masjid in this month of Ramadan? Are we waking up in the middle of the night, wherein in the month of Ramadan, every single night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of mercy and forgiveness are open and Allah is calling unto us, that, oh my servants, I'm here for you. Are we waking up in the morning? Are we waking up in the middle of the night, stretching our hands and crying, pleading and begging for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We were waiting anxiously for this month of Ramadan. Today we are seated here, unfortunately half of the month of Ramadan has gone by. Before we know it, the last 10 days next week will begin, and the day of Eid will arrive, and the shayateen will be released, and it should not be that we had lost yet another opportunity. Have we sat down and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even once in this month of Ramadan and pleading from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sincere tawbah that, Ya Allah, my life in the past 11 months was very far from you, Ya Allah. I had forgotten you for 11 months. I had forgotten the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 11 months. I never even think of you, not even once, Ya Allah. Respected brothers, have we returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually? One is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically, but have we in this month of Ramadan returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually? That is, have we made tawbah? Have we made that intention of giving up on our vice, on our bad dealings, on our bad character and akhlaq? Have we made that intention, and have we started practicing and bringing all those good qualities and those good a'mal which will attract the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Respected brothers, for the past 11 months we have gone far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with this opportunity of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And as I mentioned, the first half of Ramadan has gone by. We are into the second half of the month of Ramadan. We only have 14 or 15 days left to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually. When we look in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very clearly the purpose, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and placed us in this dunya. NUR 4704, please remove your vehicle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinnat, I have not created insan, human beings, except so that they may worship me. Allah very clearly mentions in this ayat that the purpose for creating us and placing us in this dunya is nothing but worshipping one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayat Allah mentions, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. That being who has created death and life, لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ, so that He may test you, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that which one of you will do good in actions. Allah mentions, Allah has created us to worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, Allah has created us so He may test us, that which one of us will exert ourselves in doing good a'mal, in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in attracting the pleasure of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, from these ayat we understand that the main purpose, the maqsad, the mission and the goal for every insan, for every human being in this dunya, is to worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to keep deen as our destination, is to keep the fikr of akhirat as our goal, as our purpose, is to make the service of deen our goal, our purpose, our concern. And by the way, our secondary concern, our secondary purpose, by the way, would be to involve ourselves in activities of the dunya. Our major and main purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending us in this dunya is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to exert ourselves in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that day is going to come wherein we will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our book of deeds will be presented to us, and the decision will be made. Allah will address us whether we have won or whether we have gained entry into Jannah or whether we have gained entry into Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with entry into Jannatul Firdaus. So that is the maqsad, that is the purpose of us being in this dunya. And I said, by the way, we will involve ourselves and we'll participate in the activities of the dunya. But if you have to ponder over our conditions, that our main focus and attention, our main concern and fikr, our goal and purpose in this life is dunya and nothing but the dunya. That we will make some time in the day to perform our salah. We'll make some time in the day to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll make some time to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our major focus in the day, if we just have to ponder, from 8 to 5, our major focus is on the dunya. And the dunya is not haram. The dunya is not haram. What intention we earn the dunya, and what intention we want to use the dunya for, That will change the condition of the dunya, whether it becomes ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my point is that our main focus has become the dunya and involving and absorbing ourselves in the activities of the dunya, that by the way we will make time for the akhirat. By the way we will make time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Performing our 5 times salah, we feel that we have done our duty. But compare the time used in the 5 times salah to the time used at our workplace, then that will be a very clear example of how much time we have kept for the dunya and how much time we have kept for the akhirat. If you ask any youngster that what is your mission, what is your concern, what is your goal in life, he will say, I want to study in school. Nothing wrong with that. But understand the point I'm getting to. So that I may pass my matric. Thereafter I will go into university and get a good degree. And that good degree will enable me to get a good job. So I can buy a house and a car. All these things permissible. All these things of the dunya. But it's permissible. And I will get married and have children. And I will holiday with my family. All these things are activities of the dunya, which should be by the way. But this has become the goal of every single human being's life. That has become the concern of every single one's life. That we earn and live for oneself. Our destination and our goal has moved from akhirat to dunya. An example of a person traveling to Johannesburg. His destination is Johannesburg, but of course he will stop at the compulsory stop, being Harrismith. Our compulsory stop nowadays is Harrismith. A person will stop, he will relax, he will walk, he will talk, he will eat, he will drink, he will refuel, he will relax. But in his mind, his destination is Johannesburg. In his mind, he understands, I'm in Harrismith for an hour most. In his mind, I will eat, I will drink, I will relax, I will refuel. But I'm on a journey. And my journey is Johannesburg. Have you heard of any person going on holiday to Johannesburg and he stops in Harrismith and he spends the entire week there at the garage? eating, sleeping, drinking. No one makes that their focus or their holiday. Their destination is Johannesburg. Similarly, our destination is Akhirat. Our destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dunya of ours is harassment. We will eat, we will drink, we will sleep, we will marry, we will work, we'll have children, we will study. But all these things are temporary. All these things are by the way. Our focus and attention is our destination. We are on a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not here permanently. Our journey is towards Akhirat. We still got a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dunya is our temporary abode, our temporary place. Our fikr and concern has to be the Akhirat, has to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, if you look out around the world currently, in the way, at the speed in which events are taking place, days are passing, weeks are passing, months are passing, Ramadan to Ramadan. In such poverty the Ummah is living in such difficulties the Ummah is living in, the political scenarios around the world, every single day you wake up to a new event in the world. Just this week we have experienced in Cape Town severe storms, severe fires. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? Allah is reminding us that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is reminding us that these reminders, these events should serve as a reminder to us that the day will come where we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as these events are taking place around the world, a major event in our life will take place, and that is the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, inshallah. Respected brothers, here in South Africa, we may shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us, especially in KZN, with such ease to fast, with such easy days, such beautiful climate, and one very important thing, access, easy access to the facilities of deen, to practice deen. Alhamdulillah, every one of us have come into the masjid with total freedom. No difficulty whatsoever. Everyone, alhamdulillah, fasting for the past 14 days with such ease. Has the weather been difficult on us? Has the fast been difficult on us? Our nights are long, our days are short. With the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just returned from Syria last week. I traveled there with the Alimdar Foundation. And just a few points to update the community of the conditions of our Muslim brothers and sisters living in Syria. Population of Syria, 21 to 23 million. 11 million displaced. Approximately 1 million martyred. 500,000 orphans on the streets. These are not South Africans. These are not ordinary Muslims. These are children of Sahaba and Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. These are descendants of Sahaba ikram and descendants of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. 1 million of them killed. 500,000 orphans on the streets. One in every three people are starving. One in every five people are disabled due to war crimes. Just one example. We visited a family, elderly couple. The old man takes us into a room, shows us a child. This child is a victim of chemical warfare. We hear in the news chemical warfare. People are claiming that the Syrian government is using chemical warfare. Syrian government is rejecting this claim. We have witnessed this with our own eyes. A child of about 10 years old, a victim of chemical warfare. The only thing the child can do is look at us. See, he can't talk, can't hear, can't eat, can't go to the toilet, can't think. His whole nervous system is dead. The chemical warfare, when it hits, your body shuts down slowly. Slowly your body shuts down. This child is lying down on the bed and looking at our faces. This is the child of the elderly couple we meet. Thereafter, the old man tells us, my wife over here, an elderly woman, she was a victim of chemical warfare. We thought she had passed away. We took her body and piled it up with all the other bodies, which were victims of chemical warfare. These bodies were going to be transported and buried. But something told me that I should check on her every day. Every day I used to visit her, hold her hand, and see whether she had any life in her. After 4 days, I suddenly see her lips moving. I scream for help. The doctors come. They revive her. And alhamdulillah, she has survived. She is cured. She had a twitch in her eye and her face. But alhamdulillah, she is cured. With her stands three small kids, ages 4 to 6. The old man tells us, two are my grandchildren. What had happened, our home had been bombed out. We had to escape. All my children were martyred except the one with chemical warfare, which you've seen in the room. So all my children were killed. These three kids you see here, the ages 4 to 6, are my grandchildren. Their parents were killed at our home. But the third child is not my grandchild. He's my neighbor's child. I had to grab him and escape. But he thinks the other two are his siblings. So three of them are playing. All three think they are siblings. Two are siblings. One is the neighbor's child. All their parents killed. These are descendants of Sahaba Ikram. Do we have to spend the Ramadan like this? Where we have lost entire household? Where someone comes to our door to give us a Ramadan hamper. Once upon a time, they were professionals. They were businessmen. Every one of them told us that we used to live a normal life. They show us pictures on their phones of their homes. Big mansions. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, businessmen, wealthy people. Now with no arms. Now seeking hampers. This is the condition where the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spending the month of Ramadan. We as South African Muslims have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such ease, such easy conditions we are spending the month of Ramadan in. What excuse do we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we couldn't maximize our time in this month of Ramadan? What excuse will we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we couldn't go for our salah to the masjid in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, one person tells me the other day, I went to a garage, I see a Muslim person there eating during the month of Ramadan. Eating. In this day and age, what excuse we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to fast in 11-hour fast in winter months? Respected brothers, we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually. before we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically. For this reason, Allah has blessed us with the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Half of Ramadan has elapsed. We are going into the second half, and we'll be going into, inshallah, the last 10 days of Ramadan. How do we move forward? What is the solution? There's two things. One is, we should make this firm intention, it's never too late, that we will divorce ourselves from all activities of this world, and today we will put our name down for sitting in Sunnah Itikaf. What this would do, it'll take us away from our families, our children, our jobs, our responsibilities, and allow us to devote 100%, 10 days, 24 hours to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat Mu'ana Yunus rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, Allah give him jazai khair. And I remember very clearly, on the eve of the 21st night, he used to point at the white curtains for itikaf, and he should mention, these are like the ICU wards. That sick patients will come into the ICU to be given special attention and care by the doctor, given drips of medication, so that they may be fit and healthy once again. Similarly, let us put our names down, make that intention today to sit for itikaf, sunnah itikaf, inshallah. We are sick, we are spiritually sick. Alhamdulillah, Durban has been blessed with so many spiritual doctors in this masjid and many other masajid. Let us spend time in their company. Let us devote ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 10 complete days. If we cannot do this, then at least, as our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus rahmatullahi to mention, let us board the 10 flights which will be taking off from every masjid during the last 10 days of Ramadan. That every masjid with its pilot will be taking off spiritually. Let us spend some time, give some time to the masjid every single day and every single night. Every single masjid in the Durban area has programs. We don't have no excuse. We're in the company with such great pilots of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These pilots will, inshallah, one of the nights out of the 10 nights, will take off and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually. Are we ready for this, inshallah? We may dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to maximize our time in during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allah ease the difficulties and the problems that the ummah is suffering. Allah ease the difficulties for those who are in Cape Town and Nizna. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.